Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I don't give you a call about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. This is a special show. I'm going up mainly for my brother, Stanley. Stanley is pissed off. He's coming in hot. Trump is a counterintelligence nightmare. Things are going on here. I'm hearing things like there's going to be war tomorrow. You got Donald Trump crying like a bitch, yelling from Mar-a-Lago, saying, they're raiding my house. They got my safe. See, you know, this is what a coward does. You know damn well what they're doing, Donald Trump. The FBI talked to the Secret Service. They knew they were coming. They even had the Secret Service stand down because of this. You brought this on to yourself. You took documents that you should not have taken. First you tried to raid the Capitol. It didn't work. And then you steal the documents from the White House that's not yours. It's classified documents. And then you say, no other president's been like this or it happened like this. You're damn right because no other president did this. No other president did this. No other president stole documents from the White House. No other president stormed the Capitol. And then you have the nerve to tweet, they're at my house and everything, that you expect your little minions to come and save you. But this time it'll be different. They're not coming to save you. He will be in handcuffs soon. They will not. When you get over, now remember, the FBI didn't do this by themselves. They had to get a warrant from a federal judge. And guess who the judge is? Donald Trump appointed that judge. Yeah. Donald Trump was the one who appointed a federal judge who served the warrant. Yeah. So this is not a Democratic thing. This is not anything about the left wing. This is a Republican thing, a GOP thing. And you stole classified documents. You got to be held accountable and quit whining like a bitch. Okay, and now let's hear a word from my brother, Stanley. Good morning, Stanley. I love you, brother.
No, that is not true, Brian. He's not whining like a bitch. And by the way, it's just documents. You're not supposed to do that. They could have basically go to his lawyer and say, we need the document, we need this. You find a way to go with his lawyer. You don't do this way, period. Or else, if that's the case, they should have done the same thing for George Bush. They should have done the same thing for Obama. They should have done the same thing for Bill Clinton. You don't understand. You
case?
Just opened
what case
a president.
Brian,
you just, yeah, because you think Obama was perfect? There's some stuff that he did that
he
was basically wrong,
documents.
Too.
We're not talking about it.
Hillary Clinton took document and nothing happened to her. So please, let's start with the document.
Wait a minute.
Hillary Clinton took document and everything. Nothing happened to her. She took a fucking, the product and everything and basically melted all her phone and all those servers. So she wouldn't
they
have any
issues. They investigated her, Stanley.
No.
They didn't
raid the President of the United States. They should have raided Hillary Clinton. They didn't raid Hillary Clinton.
I'll tell you what. If you want to really compare Clinton with Trump, you got to be fair. She was 3 hours, I think it was 6 hours, they were talking about Benghazi, where the GOP tried to pin Benghazi on her. She got the balls enough to stood in front of that Senate for 3 hours asking questions. Donald Trump hasn't asked one question yet. He dodged it.
Are you talking about the kangaroo court? The court that basically doesn't have the kangaroo court? Even Hillary had people who were Democrat was helping her with the Benghazi thing. She wasn't alone. There was people in the Democrat part, and there was people in the Republican part. And Republican was in power, was asking hard questions, but Democrat was defending her. If you look at if you're talking about the Benghazi thing, she wasn't alone. She had Democrat that was asking her not hard questions, that was basically defending her. It was back and forth.
Well,
it wasn't just one way. This is one way, the kangaroo court that you're talking about. There's no Republican basically defending President Trump.
You're a man of integrity. I've known you.
No,
it
has nothing to do with integrity. I believe I believe in cross-examination. If you're accused of somebody, you're supposed to have defense and to have the people, the prosecutor. You're not supposed to have just prosecution. If you're going to attack anybody, you're supposed to have one party that believes whatever you got to believe, and you got to have the defense. And Republicans should have had all the people that they wanted it, and then I would have said, okay, here you go. That's a fair commission. So you can't even compare Benghazi to Hillary, because if you look at the Benghazi thing with Hillary, she had Democrats that was defending her in the same commission. She wasn't with just Republicans. So if it would have been Republicans that would have defended... Yeah, if it would have been Republican that would have defended Trump and Democrat, and then Donald Trump would have not shown up, then I would have said, I give it to you. But that's not the case. He would have shown up. He's not going
to
show up for a kangaroo court.
I wouldn't show up for a kangaroo court. Okay, tell me what you think. I want you to listen to this. Here we go. And then tell me what you think. Oh, I got so much stuff here that I don't know if you can even hear it. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, in about 2 seconds, I can't control it. Here we are. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
Donald Trump says FBI searched Mar-a-Lago estate in major escalation of probe into classified documents. Baltimore Sun. Police direct traffic outside an entrance to former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate Monday, August 8, 2022, in Palm Beach, Florida. Terry Renna /AP. The FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence, people familiar with the matter said Monday, a move that represents a dramatic and unprecedented escalation of law enforcement scrutiny of the former president. Trump, disclosing the search in a lengthy statement, asserted that agents had opened up a safe at his home and described their work as an unannounced raid that he likened to prosecutorial misconduct. The search intensifies the months-long probe into how classified documents ended up in boxes of White House records located at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. It occurs amid a separate grand jury investigation into efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and adds to the potential legal peril for Trump as he lays the groundwork for another run.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. God, it sounds like an AI. Here's the bottom line. Is Donald Trump running for 24? No, he's not. How do I know
yes,
he's not?
Yes, he is. He is. There's an article and everything. I'll send it to you that basically said he is. He's just not going to do it now. He's going to do it after midterm. He is. He's right. going to run
and
for
And do you really want it? And Stanley, do you really want him to run after they're raiding his place? After he's
yes,
got then
yes,
he
I want him to
New
be
York.
The president. Yes, I want him. I want him to be the president and the vice president. I want Ron DeSantis to be the vice president. I want the Trump Ron DeSantis team to be the combinations.
I see. Now,
Trump becomes president for 4 years. Ron DeSantis becomes president for 8 years. That's what I want.
You're going to want 80? No, you know Trump's going to Trump is 70. What is he now? 79,
I think. Yeah, 79.
Okay.
Yeah, 78.
So you want
79.
An 80-something-year-old
yeah.
man running
yeah, I told
for
him. I
president.
Want him to run for 4 years, and then I want Ron DeSantis to take his place for 8 years. So I basically
That's
want 12
happen.
Years
that
of Republican.
Ron DeSantis is not going to be his vice president. He's not going to do it.
Well, you know, you never know. I think he is. I think he's going to deal with Ron DeSantis and let's make a deal. Because Ron DeSantis, maybe he wants to win and everything. And if those two become together, he becomes a president. Why would you not to? You become a president after, let me do my 4 years. Let me do whatever. Let me give you my, do the same thing that you did with Cheney when he was vice president. Give him more stuff than just doing whatever little visit. If he becomes vice president, give him more responsibility so he can be prepared to become a president. Day one, he becomes a president. I wouldn't be surprised, Brian. If it's Trump DeSantis, then Democrats, you're done. You're going to lose. You're done.
Here's what Senator Marco Rubio has said about the raid. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has warned Joe Biden's administration, you're playing with fire after Donald Trump said the FBI had raided his Mar-a-Lago resort. We're not scared, you little scaredy little GOP. Woo! Nobody is scared. Trump does not
Brian, you are playing with fire because you gave a precedent. And once you open the precedent, do not be surprised that this is going to come and bite your ass, and Democrats going to do and Republicans do the same shit to you guys. And then you're going to be like, shit, what happened? And then I'm just going to come to you with a little show and say, remember what I told you, Ryan, about president? It's going to be the same thing.
Well, tell
Trust
me if
me.
You agree, though.
You don't want, you don't want to open president. That's why nobody ever opens. And no, what do you think that no people, no other president fight against the previous president? Because they don't want to open president. They don't want to open president. Remember when
they,
Obama
they
had
not,
the...
They, no they, other president had broken the law... Taking, ripping off
George Bush, Brian, George Bush, when he did the George Bush, when he did the torture act, he was breaking the law. Sorry, he was. And President
George
Obama, they asked him to basically impeach and do a prosecution against George Bush and said, no, I'm not going to open that door.
Because George Bush did not do treasonous act against America and have people try to overthrow
He did the torture. I'm sorry. President
no
Trump didn't do no treason act. President Trump did no treason act against America,
yes,
period.
He didn't. Yes,
no,
he didn't,
Brian. He didn't, Brian. If you're going to go to treason, he didn't. He didn't agree with the election, and a lot of people believe him. I'm sorry. I am one of the person that believe him when you look at the election. I remember that election. I was there until 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, Trump was winning the election. 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock, I wake up in the morning.
And the Republicans
Brian.
First count. Well, here's Marco Rubio. I want to see if you agree with him. Listen to this.
Go ahead.
The House Minority Leader said in a tweet that the Justice Department has reached an intolerable state of weaponized political
division. Hold on 1 second.
Let me because you're having results because of my phone. Let me put it on mute.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Here we go. Listen.
You know, we've had divisive politics and even anger in our politics for as long as this country's existed. Sometimes worse than others, but it's always been there. The one thing we've never had is there's never been a country where people who take power, like becoming president, now use that power to persecute their past or future political opponents. We've never seen that.
We've never seen it. See, here's where the GOP is wrong, and you know you're wrong, Stanley. When you steal something from the White House and you're stealing documents, you try to overthrow the government. You try to stop the certification.
No, you're not trying to overthrow the Brian. You're not trying to overturn the document. You're not trying to overturn the president. It has never happened, Brian. It has never happened. Go through your history. Even the Nixon thing, it never happened. I'm telling you, the George Bush thing, Obama, they tried to pressure him to say they wanted him to basically prosecute George Bush. And he said, no, I'm not opening that door.
I'm glad they're going. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Stay tuned because this is the beginning because here's what's happening. He had to get the order from a federal judge. They got the order. Trump is not under control with the FBI anymore. Trump is still, in fact, I predict, Stanley, I really predict this. This is August. Trump will be in handcuffs by the end of September. They're gonna arrest the son of a bitch. It has never been
done before.
They're
not gonna arrest him, Brian. They cannot. They're not gonna arrest him. They're not gonna do anything about that because if you do that, you open a precedent for every president, and you don't want to do that.
Well,
you don't
want to
do that. If you open that door, Brian, if you open that door like a president, you're basically jeopardizing all the rest of the president in the next future because every party is going to have revenge. If you open that door, then basically Democrat and the Republican say, okay, you want to open that door, then we're going to do the same thing to Mr. Biden. And they have a lot of stuff against Biden. The Hunter Biden laptop and everything that they have, he's the big guy. They have a lot of shit against him. You do not want to open that door because it's going to be tick for tack.
They're going to arrest him. They're going to put him in handcuffs.
They're not
going to
arrest
Brian.
Did you hear what I said?
I would love to get that picture.
Brian, did you hear what I said? They're not going to open that door because if they open that door, it's going to be a president. And if it's a president, it's going to be every party, every 4 years, a Republican is going to try to arrest the president, and it's going to be all hell. You don't want that.
You know, I think that was a fear that kept the Democrats not doing it. They're doing
it's not a fear,
it.
Brian.
Not,
it's a truth.
Not afraid
it's
of
a
that.
Truth. It's
Stanley,
not a fear.
They're not afraid of that.
Brian, it's not a fear. It's the truth. Brian, it's not a fear. It's the truth. You know like anybody. You know what people are petty. You know people can be petty. When Democrats just open the door, Republicans are going to be petty. And when people become petty, they go revenge on you. You know that, Brian. You know that. Republicans are not going to stand by like this and not accept things. They're going to do the same thing to Biden. And then what are you going to say? And then they're going to try to arrest Biden. And then in 4 years or 8 years, let's say you do get a great candidate Democrat, he's going to do the same thing to the person who was president before. And it's going to go back and forth. Do you want to live in a country like this that we could prosecute the ex-president? Why do you think that they never did that, right? There's a reason. We don't go against a president. We do not go against an ex-president, Brian. There's a reason we do not do that, Brian. You know that.
You
know people can become petty.
You break the law and try.
He didn't break, Brian. I just gave you a person who did break the law. George Bush broke the law and nothing happened to him.
Okay.
Come on.
It's a different time, Stanley.
Bill Clinton broke the law. Bill Clinton broke the law.
Stanley, do you know when George Bush was in office? You know what year it was? It's a different time. That's like saying Abe Lincoln. That's like saying Washington.
No, Brian. It's not a different time. During that time, there was a lot of Democrats that was putting pressure on President Obama to basically they wanted him to prosecute George Bush, and he said no.
Let me tell you.
There was a lot of Democrats who wanted to. Yes. Yeah, he said no. He didn't prosecute. He didn't prosecute him. He said no. This is the past and everything. I'm not going to prosecute the before presidency than me. I'm not going to do that.
I want you to hear. This
and
is coming from his kids. Do you want to hear what Donald Trump's kids said after the raid? This is only 2 minutes. This is what the kids are saying. Here we go. Listen to this.
Well, speaking of people to help us out, standing back and standing by is former FBI official Frank Sligluzzi. Frank, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the readout. You were the person that I wanted to talk to about this. What is the significance? I mean, if you were in the FBI, I'm sure there are agents who woke up this morning and were thinking, I am going to be raiding the former president's house. That's got to be difficult, regardless of how you feel about the former president of the United States. What do you think the attitudes are going on in the FBI right now? Are people, are they concerned? Are they saying, oh my gosh, this is the beginning of what could be an absolutely serious investigation? Were people aware of this all along or were like, hey, this is just step one in finally bringing this person down? What do you think is sort of the internal rhetoric going on at the FBI right now about this unannounced raid?
So, Jason, yeah, not only did I spend 25 years in the FBI, but I spent a significant portion of it in the Miami field office, which is responsible, of course, for West Palm Beach and the Mar-a-Lago location. So, look, not a lot of time right now for internal introspection going on in the Miami field office and or any other agents from other field offices that came in, but rather let's do this job right. They clearly understand the public scrutiny that will be involved, the gravity of the situation, and, of course, what's coming next, which will be endless rhetoric from Donald Trump about how horrible the FBI is and how this is a targeted fishing expedition. What we don't know, of course, is really what the substance of this is. We don't right. know if this is connected to January 6th or whether this is connected to the National Archives.
They're going after him, Stanley, and they're going to get him. Here we go. Here we go. Listen.
Outside former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate overnight, hours after FBI agents entered and searched the residence. The former president was not there. He was at Trump Tower here in New York at the time of the search. CBS 2's Elijah Westbrook is live outside Trump Tower. And, Elijah, now we're hearing from the Trump family.
That's right, Natalie and Jessica. This morning, we are not only hearing from the former president himself, but now his son, Eric Trump, who they both believe that this is a political attack by Democrats to keep Trump from running again in 2024.
The former president seen here leaving his New York City hotel while FBI agents conduct a search on his Mar-a-Lago estate. It's said to be part of an investigation into his handling of White House documents, a request made by the National Archives back in February. Officials were able to retrieve 15 boxes of records from Mar-a-Lago meant for preservation under federal law. The papers include some classified material brought to the residence after the Trump administration departed the White House. Last night, Trump's son, Eric, spoke out about the search.
This came from one place and one building, and that is the White House in Washington, D.C. They want to attack a guy who they view is his greatest threat, is Biden's greatest threat.
But constitutional law professor and CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says investigators had to have strong enough evidence for them to get a warrant for the former president's home.
We've never had a private residence of a former president be searched by the FBI. What they need is probable cause that there was a federal crime that was committed and probable cause that the evidence of that crime is where they say it was, in this case at Mar-a-Lago.
A senior White House official tells CBS News the West Wing was given no advance notice of the search warrant.
Now, sources tell CBS News that this search has nothing to do with the January 6th committee's investigation. We're live right now in Midtown. Elijah Westbrook.
There you go. Stanley? He took documents. They're going to take it back.
Yeah. He took documents and everything, but I agree that he maybe took documents, but there's a way to do it, Brian. You don't do that against the ex-president. That's it. You don't.
You know what you can do with those documents? You know what they're afraid of, Stanley? He could sell those documents. He could blackmail.
Brian, I don't care if he did. Brian, he's the president. Brian, he cannot sell the document. What are you talking about?
Gonna blackmail somebody.
Stop saying he can sell the document, things like that. He cannot sell the document.
Oh, he can sell information, Stanley.
Brian, stop saying he can sell information. Brian, he would never do that first. First of all, he would never do that.
He's so document. Stop. How do you say he would never do that?
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't do that.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Sorry.
You think this guy has integrity?
Brian, he's the president of the United States. He would never do that, period. He wouldn't do that, period.
Stanley.
As the president of everything.
Do you believe that this
man
is
an honest
person?
Yeah, I do believe he has. Brian, you're asking me the question. Do I believe he has integrity? Yes, I do. I just don't believe the same way that you do. He's the president of the United States, and I give all my faith as the president, even Biden, he has integrity. Until it's proven otherwise. Period.
This man
same
has
thing with
no
Obama,
integrity.
Same thing with all the presidents,
Stanley,
Brian. Until it's proven otherwise.
Trump stakes. Trump Towers. Trump University, Trump Vodka.
Yes. So Trump steak and everything. Trump steak and everything. Those are stuff that he tried to do, which a lot of people. Come on, you're a businessman. You think the first idea you try is going to work? By the way, the Trump Tower did work. The Trump University thing, he did settle, by the way. So why are you still talking about something that he did settle and everything and put the money in it?
He fails
and everything?
He even fails every year.
Did he settle? Brian, did he settle or he didn't? Brian, did he settle? Brian, did he settle or he didn't?
Three times?
Brian, you're a businessman. Did the person settle, yes or no?
The person did settle, but he failed.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Wait. Aren't you the one that basically said once you settle, shit, that's it? You're the one that came. I remember one show. You said once you've done a settlement in anything, that's it. You shut down and it. That's it. The case is over.
I said the first thing. I said once you do a settlement, both parties should shut their fucking mouths and move on.
Exactly.
But then you settle is because you did some poo-poo and some caca. You did some shit.
Brian, I'm using your word. You said, once the settlement is done, it's and you both parties shut them out. So basically, you should basically say, hey, they settle. That's it. The case is over.
Why did
there's nothing
to
talk about.
Why was there a case against you in the first place? There was a case against you in the
I don't know, Brian. The case is settled. We're not going to debate back on why he did that, why he should have, could have. The case is settled. That's it. Once the settlement is done, it's done. It's shut down. You even said it. There's no going back and forth. Once it's settled, it's done. So you can't talk about Trump
University.
Well, here's
what Marco Rubio said. He says, I'm telling you, we're playing with fire. This is dangerous. This is what you said. Because someone else will be in power one day, and now you have created something to go back at you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. And do not be surprised that if Republicans take the Senate and take the House, oh, my God, you're going to hear Biden, impeach, Biden. Do not be surprised. I'm telling you, if Republicans take the House and the Senate, do not be surprised for the next 2 years, Biden's going to be having impeachment and all the shit that you don't want. I'm gonna go to your great show and tell Brian I told you so. I told you so.
But thank you for correcting that, Stanley. I appreciate it. Thank you for correcting that, Stanley. But
no, you do have a great show. It's not a small show. It is a great show. It's the only show that's good in Block Talk. Sorry, Brian. Brian, once you're not there, there's nothing in Block Talk anymore.
Thank you.
There's nothing. There's nothing from fucking, 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. There's nothing. You want me to listen to those kooky person that you said that you had those shows that person reading hands? I don't want to listen to that shit. What am I going to do with that shit?
Well, I do want to talk to you because I wanted everybody to know you are a man. Let me tell you something. First of all, I miss you, Stanley. I'm glad you're back on the air. Thank you.
I miss you too, man.
But I've known you for a while, and I'm going to tell you something. You stand up for what you believe in. You're a man of integrity. You're an honest man. You're a loyal man. You're loyal to relationships. You don't believe in cheating. You don't believe in a lot of things. You try to do the right thing. But how can a person like you, who try to do the right thing, who has these high moral grounds, who have this high integrity, has this high standards, can be involved and support a person like Donald Trump? Give me the reason
Because for a long time as a Republican, we didn't have any fighters. For a long time as a Republican, we were sick and tired of basically having nobody confront the journalists and calling them their crap. For a long time, we didn't have that. If we would have had a fighter from a long time, somebody would fight and basically say, I'm not accepting that crap, Mr. Trump would have never become president. The reason he became public, we're fed up. And that's why we look over the fact that he has, with all the stuff that you're saying, because we're saying, at least he's a fighter. And for Republican, that's like, hey, that's a lot. That's a lot. Because we're sick and tired of basically having George Bush as a weakling. Having the last fighter we had was maybe Ronald Reagan. That was the last one. After that, we had, what, George Bush? George Bush Sr. and George Bush, the two George Bush were weak. No fighting. Come on.
Let me tell you a story. I think you're going to like it. People are saying Donald Trump was raided on the anniversary of Nixon. Nixon was, had his thing. That's the anniversary. People are trying to compare everything. And people were saying, getting at Nixon, saying Nixon was a crook and Nixon was a bad guy. Hang in there with me because I'm going to tie it together. Nixon was a Republican president. Let me tell you what Nixon did. When Martin Luther King, when he went to jail and they set him up, the FBI set him up, and the deal was we got to get Martin Luther King in jail. So when he, and then we have some people in the yard that were going to kill Martin Luther King. That was the deal. The FBI set him up. But what happened was that Claretta King knew Nixon. And Claretta King went to Nixon and said, please, if they put Martin Luther King in a yard, they're going to kill my husband. How does she know Nixon? Because Nixon was running against Kennedy. And towards the end, a group of people who surrounded Nixon, Nixon's people, said, we could win this presidential election because we found evidence that the Democrats are making fraud. We have found that there's people who are dead, who are in the ground, and people in the grave are registering to vote. We got hardcore evidence that we could win this election. It's that close. That he was going against Kennedy. And you know what Nixon said? I am not going to contest this election. Even though we got the evidence that dead people were voting, I could be president. But Nixon said, I won't tarnish the presidential flag. I will not tarnish the American presidential candidate. If I did this, if I contested it, I'm going to tarnish how people look at the presidency. Let it go. Kennedy was the president. At that point, I go back to Martin Luther King. So that's what Claretta King did. She went to Nixon. Nixon went to Kennedy. Nixon went to Kennedy. And Nixon said, please, let Martin Luther King get him out of there because he's going to, they're setting him up to kill. Kennedy said, Kennedy's brother, who was Robert, says, let's stay out of this. We don't need this racial thing going on. Bottom line, John F. Kennedy did a favor for Nixon and got Martin Luther King out of there. That's what Nixon did. Let's go back to the White House. Nixon got involved with the tapes. That's all Nixon did. He bugged the convention center. Whoop-de-fucking-do. That was a big scandal back then. They caught Nixon. You know what Nixon said? I'm going to resign. I'm not going to put America through this. I'm going to resign. Donald Trump doesn't have the balls, the courage, the thing to do what Nixon did. So when they compare Nixon to Donald Trump should not even be up to wiping Nixon's ass. That's how low Trump is. Trump doesn't want to release. And here's what Donald Trump does. He doesn't want to release a certification of a new president who won fair and square, who got so pissed off and act like a whiny little boy that he told the Capitol he's going to, the people at the Capitol, that he's going to march again with them, and he didn't. He cried like a baby. Millions of people were upset and got arrested, ruined their lives forever. Donald Trump didn't care. He went on forever. Then he had the nerve to steal shit from the White House. So when you think of Nixon as the worst person, and the older boomers will think that, Nixon had honor, and he thought about the country. This guy thinks about himself and wants to destroy the country like a little baby. So I ask myself, why does somebody like you, Stanley, who is ethical, moral, and a great guy, can back a crook? And it's not good enough to tell me he fights.
It's not a crook, Brian. I told you, it's not a crook. I told you. The whole reason a lot of people love Trump is because he's a fighter. He's not going to accept bullshit that basically Democrats have. For a long time, Democrats have been having total power. For a long time, Democrats, you have never faced a fighter. And we were sick and tired of us Republicans basically having wiggling and not fighting basically with a point. And that's the reason, the biggest reason which a lot of people are with Trump is because he's a fighter. He will fight and you what he believes. And I'm sorry to say, yeah, he will fight. I'm sorry because Democrats, you're not fucking, you're not playing fair. You always go behind the back. You're always trying to change the rule. You're not fair-minded people. You're not. If you were fair-minded people, I would say, okay, we don't need the Republic. We don't need Donald Trump. But you're not. You're not. Period. You always call people racist when they don't agree. You always call people racist when they don't agree with you. Oh, it must be because he's racist. No, we just don't agree. No, but but you didn't say that, but that's what they say with Donald Trump. That's what they say with Mitt Romney. That's what they say with George Bush. That's what you have never seen Republican play that game and say we're going to call you racist and things like that with every president Democrat. We have never done that, Republican, ever.
I want you to listen to this, Danny. This is from Fox News. They're talking about the same thing. I'm going to stop it to hear your reply because I do want to hear what you have to say. Listen to this. Here we go.
Who's a constitutional attorney and Fox News contributor joining us. Your reaction to this
moment to have a raid like this on a former president and potentially the future opponent of the current president. My first reaction beyond shock is that it is baffling how this raid would occur, but Merrick Garland decided not to appoint a special counsel. If there was evidence that supports a warrant, and apparently a federal judge found that evidence, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel to be appointed? You know, people like Archibald Cox and others are celebrated because we appointed a special counsel to look into Nixon. Why? It was because we wanted to assure the American people that an investigation would not be political, would not be influenced, in that case, by Nixon himself.
Danny, so my question is, why wouldn't the Fox people, the conservative people, are saying,
that is a great point, right? That's a great point. If the AG thought that there was a problem with the document, he should have brought a special counsel. I said, let's get a special counsel that is not Obama, that is not for Democrat or Republican. So I am above this, and you are responsible basically with Donald Trump to get the information, get the stuff that we need. They should have done a special counsel.
Well, they're saying is that it gives Donald Trump enough time to destroy evidence.
No. It has nothing, Brian, you cannot go that he got enough time to destroy things. What? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't at all. So until you've proven, don't forget, we live in a society that you're innocent until proven guilty. We don't live in a society that you're guilty until proven innocent. And the way you're talking is like, oh, Donald Trump is guilty, and he has to prove his innocence. No, we don't live in that society, Brian. We live until you're innocent. That means Donald Trump did not destroy any document until you could prove that he did.
I don't think you're alone, because there's some other people who made a comment regarding this. Tell me if you agree or you don't agree. One person's name is Kelly. He said, unfreaking believable is what it is. Time to throw these people out of the office. Time to throw them out of, meaning the Democrats. Get them out of the office. And here's another person. You want to be locked up too? And one person, oh no, Daddy, cult leader Trump is being held responsible for corruption. All right. Stanley, the first thing is unfreaking believable what it is. Time to throw these people out of office, meaning vote. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, Brian. Okay. I'm telling you. I would not be surprised that Republicans are going to take. I'm telling you. If Republicans take by the Senate and the House, good luck for the next 2 years, Biden. All hell's going to break loose for the next 2 years. And then I'm going to look at you and say, that's what happened with, that's the reason. Because Democrats, you don't seem to understand. You don't want to learn. So Republicans, do whatever you need to do. I'm telling you, Republican will do whatever you see. You don't need to understand. And then I'm going to hear from you saying, well, Stanley, you're right. We should never go to the president. We should never fight against the next president. Yeah, I told you. Because you opened a door that you should have never opened. You know, that's the reason you do not go against the next president. The next president, you shut down the thing. Say, it's the next president. I'm the new president. I'm taking responsibility. You do not go against the next president, period. It's always been that way.
But if you open that door,
then they're going to do the same thing to Biden. And then they're going to bring, all hell's going to break loose. I'm going to call your show, your great show, again, and tell you, here you go, Brian, what you got to say. Oh, well, Stanley, I told you they're going to do this. I told you.
Let's go with the facts. There would better no FBI raid if Trump did not take the classified documents from the White House. Let's go from the beginning. There'd be nothing. Why did he take it? Why would he need to take documents from the White House? Why would he need to? He's not president anymore.
I don't know. That's a great question, but I have no idea why he took the document. I have no idea what happened and everything. That's a great question that I would expect a journalist or a lawyer to the prosecutor and say, why did you take the document? And to let him defend himself of saying why he took it. I don't know. But
okay.
This is not Russia, Brian. We don't live in Russia here. We live in America where we don't do those things. If there's a problem with somebody, you bring him to court. And then you go get the person in front of the court and say, Mr. President, why did you take the document? That's a great question, Brian. I would tell the prosecution to bring you to ask him the question. But you don't do this. You know how many people were pissed off last night? You know how many friends that I know call me were pissed off? You know how many Discord was pissed off? You know how many Facebook was pissed off?
But the person who signed the order, the judge, I do believe that Donald Trump appointed that judge. I do believe it.
I don't know who's the judge. First of all, you don't know who's the judge who signed the thing. You don't have we don't have the document of the subpoena. I want to see the document of the subpoena. I don't think they're going to give it to us.
I think they will because it has to be in public. It's going to the public. They'll release it.
Yeah, they'll release it, but maybe in 6 months? Not now. They're not going to release it now. They'll release it in 6 months. They're not releasing it now. If there's a journalist that's able to get the subpoena on what happened, please release it and put it in the press. I want to see the subpoena, and I want to see the judge who did it. Maybe it is not a Trump support judge. Maybe it is an Obama judge. And then what are you open? Okay, and then people in Republicans say, here you go. This is an Obama judge that's been Obama thing. Then you open an all warm of justice. You know?
Well,
I don't know who's the judge.
Judge. I'll give you some little information on the judge. I don't know if they're naming her, but it says when it comes to the FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, we are reading the tea leaves and probably will be doing for some time. I'm trying to see the name of the judge.
They're not going to name the judge, no. Brian. They're not going to name the judge. They're not going to name the judge. They're not
going to
do
it. But it's also been done against a man widely seen as a de facto leader of the Republican Party, as a possible comeback candidate. They're talking about Trump.
Yes.
Trump is viewed
as
a rival.
Did you hear in CPAC he has 69% of approval that want him back?
Yeah, but Stanley, as a Democrat, you don't understand. We want Trump to run. We want Donald Trump to run.
Well, I don't care to you.
We really do.
Because
we whipped
person,
him twice. We'll whip him again.
Brian, in the poll and everything right now, they're saying Trump would massacre Biden. Polls are saying he would rather have Trump.
What poll are you saying that? Because
that's
the poll I'm looking at.
I can send you some polls that I'm seeing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of polls that are saying 7-1. That they say that they'd rather have Trump than Biden.
Okay, I'm just saying the Democrats want Trump to run. We do want him to run.
Of course.
The one that we're afraid of, the one that I'm afraid of, I'll be honest, the one that I'm afraid of is DeSantis from Florida. He's the one
Ron
that
DeSantis.
I think,
That's what I'm saying, that I think Trump's going to do a deal with Ron DeSantis. I said, look, I want to be president. You want to be president. Give me 4 years. You become my vice president for 4 years, and then you become president for 8 years. Yeah, I think a lot of people would take that deal. I think a lot of people, wait a minute, I'm going
to
be 8 years.
You would have
years,
to wait 4 years.
I'm
going to
be eight.
And you, okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah, but the wait,
reason
wait,
I would
wait,
not take
but,
this,
but four,
you wouldn't take, I'll tell you what. You would not
I
take,
would take
deal
the deal.
You're a smart man.
I
you're
would,
a businessman.
Right, right, but
would,
that,
okay,
I would take
you
the
know
deal.
Why you would,
I would take
I'll
the
tell
deal,
you why you would not. You, Stanley, you're a businessman, and you're a good one, and you're logical.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why you would be a fool to take that deal. You know why you'd be a fool to take that deal? Because you
why?
Know, you know the most dangerous person in the world? The dangerous person in the world is somebody who has nothing to lose. That's the most dangerous person in the world. They have nothing to lose. If Trump makes it and runs for 24 and he becomes president, he knows that this is his last gig. He has nothing to lose. He cannot run for re-election.
Of course.
He knows this is his last stand, which is the dangerous Trump, as he's going to do everything he can. Now, if I was DeSantis, or DeSantis, whatever you want to say it, I don't want my future relied to this guy as a wild card and what he's going to do in 4 years because he has nothing to lose. He can destroy the GOP. He can wipe it out, make bad decisions that can ruin it from the next GOP, the next candidate. You would not base your future as president of the United States on Trump's last stand.
I would give the Senate the same power that Cheney had when it was the Cheney George Bush thing. I would give him more power so he can prepare himself to become president.
But you don't know Trump's plan. Remember, he's going to be
Trump's going to do. I agree with you. Trump's going to do one thing, and I agree 100%. He's going to destroy the establishment. He's going to go, you're fired.
That's his whole
they
presidency.
That's what I want, Brian. I want day one.
That's what you want.
Director of the FBI.
Doesn't want that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. If people want that. Republican want that. Day one, I want him to say, Director of the FBI, you're fired. Director of CIA, you're fired. This person, you're fired. You're fired, you're fired, 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 fired.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine this?
Fire.
That's what you want?
No. Yeah. But didn't you read the document that he said that that's what he's going to do day one? Didn't you read the document that he said that day one he's going to fire, I think, 14 or 17,000
people? Wait a minute.
I
can't get that. Hold on. I don't know what's happening there. Hold on.
No.
Okay, go ahead. But
didn't you see the document? Yeah, he said day one was going to relinquish 14. Go do the research. Donald Trump, first day firing people. You will see there's a document that basically says what he's going to do. You think he's going to fire 20,000 people, like fire, you're gone. He's going to tell you, are you for the Trump agenda? No, you're not. You're fired. Done.
So you basically want a fascist. Are you saying that you want a fascist for president?
No, I want somebody who believes in agenda.
You want an authoritarian? You want an authoritarian dictator for president?
No, I want somebody. No, Brian, I want somebody who believes in his agenda. The same way when Obama was president, everybody who was hired with him believed the agenda of Obama. There was no person that was playing against Obama behind his back. Are you crazy? Everyone was like, I believed in the Obama agenda. That's the reason that I tried to become an Obama appointee and everything. That's the only thing I want. I don't want this.
Okay.
If you want to be a
All
Trump
right.
appointee, if you're working in his team, the only question I would ask, do you believe in his agenda? Yes or no? And if you don't, I don't want you in the cabinet. I don't want you to have no power because you are, I don't want you. Same thing. Like Obama did the same thing. I want the same power that Obama did during the 2 years when he was president. He had appointees that believe in him. I want appointees that believe in Trump. That's it.
Do you agree that who you hang around with reflects who you are? Meaning that if you
to
hang
a certain
around
degree.
A leader, a guy who cheats on his wife and who's a drug dealer and everything, you can't really say that you're innocent because your best friend cheats on his wife. He's a drug dealer. So you got a, there's a reason you're hanging around with him. You got a little dirt there, a little shade with you because you're connected to this person. Do you agree with that?
No, because I've hung out with people who cheated and everything, but that doesn't mean I become a cheater. There's maybe some stuff that I like about the person, but you are not, I am not responsible. If I were, it's like hanging out with you, Brian. You're a person who gets women and put them in the bathroom and do crazy shit. I don't do that crazy shit. So it's not because I hang out with you that basically I should be guilty. I'm not going to be guilty. Yeah, you hang out with Brian. You are guilty like him. No, no, no. That is Brian's shit. That is not my shit. I don't do this thing. Brian does that shit.
No. I don't do that anymore.
I would take Brian right now, who's a responsible person, who's a good person, who has a good heart, who has a lot of things to offer, and that's the person I'm hanging out with. I'm not going to be guilty about the shit that you did, and a woman comes out and saying, he cheated, he did that to me, you're with him, so you must be like him. No. I want no shindy to come back and say, you must be like him. No. I am like, I love Brian for many qualities, but no, that thing, no. I love you. No. Or taking advantage as a director, as a director who has Hollywood and having interview with beautiful women and telling them, pose there. Are you sure this is a nice one? No, it's not a nice pose. You need to do there. Okay. And I, No. Don't put me in the same category.
Wow.
I would never take my power and do this. Nope.
Wow, Sally. You know what? That's pretty damn good.
Talking about movies, Brian. What's happening with your movie? What's happening with your movie, Brian?
Caitlyn Jenner.
First,
has
I gotta
been
give
revealed.
You this. Look at you. That scene was performed by Stan Lee. Our own Stan Lee. But I'm trying to. It's still working on the script, my friend. But
okay.
But you know what I'm trying to say, Stanley, is that I know you want a fighter. But I think you have a big sense of, let's just go from the basic in the beginning. You have a big, big sense of what's right and what's wrong. Do you believe that Trump could...
I told you. Yeah, if I have the choice between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump... if I have the choice between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, I think Ron DeSantis would be a better candidate. Ron DeSantis would be... I'm not going to lie to you. Ron DeSantis would be a better candidate and everything because he's a fighter. But if Ron DeSantis was not a fighter, I'm like, no, I don't want no George Bush. I don't want no little wimpy. I want a fighter. I want a person who tells the journalist, you're crap. You're what you're doing. You're not being fair. Period.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. I want journalists to be completely in the middle. I want journalists to say, here's the fact. Here's what Republican did. Here's what Democrat did. And the people you decide, we give you the information, you make the final say. That's what I want journalists to do. I don't want their opinion. I don't want their shout. I want them. Here's what Donald Trump did. There you go. Here's what Democrat did. Here's what Republican did. We're in the middle. We're just giving you the information. That's it. That's what I want.
But do you believe, Stanley, that we need to get rid of this bullshit, get back to politics as usual? Trump brings in the drama. He brings in unnecessary drama. And do you believe that he brings in unnecessary attention to himself? Or do you believe sometimes Trump trolls himself just to hear his name in the press or on TV?
He trolls himself and everything because it's about time. He has the skin with the press. I agree 100%. But sorry, Democrats, you opened that door. All the times we were trying to be fair, Republican was always fair and fair and fair. I said many times, it's going to come and bite you, Republican. Democrats like, nah, nothing's going to happen. We can continue abusing Republican. We can continue. And then Donald Trump came in, and then you're all shocked. You should be the first one saying to Democrats, it's all on you. It's because of you guys. If you, Democrat, from the start would have been polite and said, you know what, we're going to be fair with Republican, Donald Trump would have never had power. You would have never heard of Donald Trump. If black was black and white for white, it was this. If like you said, if we're going to be fair, if we would have said, okay, you're in contempt of the court, that means no matter what, Democrat or Republican, you're done. We're going to basically put you in prison. We're going to get a judge and everything. If they would have acted that way, then I would have like, okay, we don't need no Donald Trump. But I'm sorry, when Eric Holder is put on contempt and nothing happens to him, and then Steve Bannon is put in contempt and all hell breaks loose, I'm looking at you and say, Brian, what is this? You can't have it both ways. If one person, I don't care, it's a Democrat, Republican, you come to me as a fair person. Here's a person who's put in contempt. I don't even want to know if it's a D or an E. I would say bring him to justice, go to the court. That's it. But don't tell me Eric Holder's put in contempt and nothing happened to him. And then 2 years, 3 years later, Steve Bannon's put in contempt and you're going to do something against him? I would look at you, what about Eric Holder? Why, how come you didn't do shit with him?
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
They,
if you're telling me
you
that basically you have the right, you have the right to get the information with the FBI, okay. That means you should have done the same thing with Hillary, period. If you would have done the same thing, say Hillary got raided by the FBI, then Democrat would be upset. And then 3 years later, 4 years later, Trump got raided by the FBI. And then I would have said, well, hey, it's fair. We did it to Hillary. They did it to Donald Trump. I would have said nothing because I believe in fairness, Brian. I don't believe in the double standard. I don't want double standard. I want total middle thing. If you did something wrong, Democrat or Republican, you meet the consequences, period.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is, and then we're going to end the show. I love talking to you, man. But here, let me just, here's one of the statements Rubio said. The FBI raid comes after the National Archives and Records Administration confirmed in February that it had found 15 boxes containing classified material in Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, which had been removed
mm-hmm.
from the White House. In his
mm-hmm.
statement, Trump asked, what's the difference? Here's what Trump said. What's the difference is between his home being raided and the Watergate scandal where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Is no difference.
Yeah, there's no
They're
difference.
They're both raided. They're both illegal. And Stanley, here's somebody that says hello to you. Here's a sweet voice. Hello,
hi,
Melissa.
Hi, Stanley.
Hi, beautiful.
I'm
beautiful.
Glad to hear you.
I'm very glad to hear you. Beautiful. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I don't want to hear in the next 6 months when Republican takes back the power. I don't want to hear nothing of people of Democrats saying, "Oh, look at what they're doing to Joe Biden." No. That car is done.
You know, you
just
answered my question, Brian. Why did they do this? You just answered my question. So
yeah.
You answered it.
Yeah, because once
why
you open that door,
Stanley, why did he have classified documents at his home from the White House?
I think he had classified documents of our own because they said, hey, Hillary had classified shit, so I can have classified shit.
Stanley,
you don't believe Stanley. That. Yes, I think it's simple like that. Hey, Hillary did it. I could do it.
No. Let's
sorry.
Not bring her into this.
I'm sorry. As a neutral person, what do you want me to say if Trump was my friend would say that? I can't say shit. I can't say, I can't say shit. I can't say shit, beautiful.
Okay, so my question was just answered. Now I want to know why. Because was this during his presidency or were they there after?
I think it's
his
after.
Presidency, but he was leaving the White House. This is when he was moving, leaving the White House.
Okay.
He already got
it was during his presidency.
Out of the White House.
It was during his presidency, Brian. It wasn't after when he lost the election that he did that.
Well, he was still kind of president, but it's when he lost, and they were moving their shit out of
okay.
the White House. He took the document.
Okay.
And that's what I say. Okay, get the same document as Hillary. Get the boxes and shit. But Mr. President, are you sure you're gonna be in trouble? No, Hillary did it. I can do it. Okay.
Stanley.
Damn. I'm sorry, beautiful.
Even you're laughing, Stanley.
I know, but sorry, I can't say shit. The logic is the logic. If you, sorry. I want fairness in both ways, beautiful. That's what I want.
Hillary
did something stupid.
But Stanley, don't play that record of Hillary. I just want to know why this happened, because Hillary was done and over.
I think it's because of this. That's one reason I would give. If I was President Trump and you would ask me the question, well, Hillary did it.
That's a terrible answer. That's terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, that's not a terrible answer. That is the correct answer because it tells you, like, wait a minute. Hillary, what happened to Hillary? Did we do something to Hillary? No. So you can't have it both ways. If you didn't do something with Hillary, you cannot do something with Trump because it shows your bystander. You're supposed to be fair is fair. You're supposed to say we're in the middle. If Hillary did something bad, we do the same thing to Trump that we do to Hillary.
But
if
you
period.
You're saying two bads make a white, a right?
If Hillary would have got the FBI raiding her house the same thing that they did Donald Trump, then I would have said nothing. I would have said, beautiful, you are so right. They have every right to raid Trump's house.
Stanley, do you want to see him be president again?
Yes, because I want him those people. I want him to fire all those people and everything, and I want him to basically bring all hell to Democrats, so that Democrats will learn the lesson to never, ever, ever, ever fight against an ex-president. Never do that shit. Ever. And I want Joe Biden to be impeached. I want all hell to go.
Oh my God!
I want Republican. I'm telling you, for the next 2 years,
what are you
I don't hear nothing of
Biden for.
Yes. I want him to be impeached, and I want Biden to be impeached twice. Find something to impeach him twice, Republican. So impeach him 3 times if you need to. Impeach him every time that you. Oh, we're gonna impeach you. Impeach him as much as you need. If you need three times.
Oh God, Stanley.
Yes,
Stanley. I really would like to see somebody, probably Republican. A good Republican be in office.
Yeah,
definitely
Ron
not
DeSantis.
Donald Trump.
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah. I would. Trump? No. God help us. No.
I want for the next 2 years to Joe Biden to be impeached twice, so I don't hear. Well, you know, Stanley, President Trump got impeached twice. Then I'm going to go to Biden. Well, you know, Biden, Joe Biden got impeached twice.
I don't
too.
Think it's
going to
happen
go.
Though, Stanley.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes. The Hunter Biden shit.
Stanley.
That's one impeachment. That's the Hunter Biden laptop. That's an impeachment. That's one thing. The thing that basically he sold all the oil to basically the China person, that's another impeachment you can have. The Ukraine thing, that's an impeachment. The Afghan, the 13 people in Afghanistan that he left and nothing happened, you're opening the door. You're opening the door for a lot of impeachment.
My God.
Yeah, for the next 2 years, I'm just going to be laughing at Brian's show, and you're going to hear, Stanley, I can't believe the Republicans are doing this. And I'm going to tell you, I told you, because bitter is bitter. You do not want to open that. Republicans were pissed off last night. You know how many friends called me last night, beautiful? Because of that shit? I didn't even know that shit.
Stanley's
friends
out
were
for blood. Stanley, you're out for blood.
More words.
Of
you
course.
Know World War II.
Of course.
You know
of
World
course
War
I
II.
I have for blood. I am
blood.
For blood, beautiful.
What about
you
World
it
War
II?
For
the wrong reason? It's for the wrong
you
reason.
You do not go against the next president. You do not do this thing against
if
the next president. The next president, you do not do a change against a president.
Stanley, you can't
I don't care. You
that.
Do not.
That's
Brian, why do you think that? Why, Brian, Brian,
Stanley,
let me ask you a simple question. Why do you think that? Brian, simple question. Why do you think that Obama never went against George Bush? Because he didn't want to open that door. Beautiful.
Right.
Remember when Obama? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Sorry about Nixon. Nixon did not want to go against John
exactly.
F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
But, because those men have integrity. Trump did not want to leave the White House, and he tried to stop the reputation of a new president.
Yeah.
That's
the case. Sorry, Obama didn't want to open the door with George Bush. Why didn't he open the door with George Bush? The torture act and everything. He could have, but he didn't. Remember that, beautiful,
wow.
when Obama, we asked him, why are you not basically prosecuting George Bush for the torture thing? He
they,
did.
They did it for
he
the
said,
good
no,
of the country.
I'm not opening the...
Stanley, they did it
wow.
for the good of the country. So did Nixon.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree 100% with
what
you
tell
did. Obama did it. And Joe Biden should have done the same thing for the good of the country. Because what you
so
just opened
Joe
is,
Biden,
the, is
Stanley,
it's a wrath. Brian, I'm just telling
you
the truth. Right. Brian, I'm just telling you the truth.
Person,
the wrath
that
you're having, the...
You, let me ask you something. Seriously. Let's just say you're a business person. You own the biggest tennis club around. You do great in tennis. You fire an employee. Employee says, you know what, fuck that. And he goes into your office and gets all and steals your administration papers, and he runs out. What are you going to do?
Well, that depends. Was I the first person to do that? That depends. If I'm the same person that went to his place and did the same thing and stole his shit and then went home and put in my shit and everything and he did the same thing, what do you want me to do?
Stanley, you're not. What are you, an eye for an eye?
You forgot the whole story. The whole story is, okay, he did that. But before that, I went to his place, another owner, the same owner that went to my place, took his shit, brought it in my place, and left it there. And I'm like, okay.
Beautiful,
tell me what's wrong with my logic. Logically, tell me what's wrong with it.
I just want this all to stop and, you know, I don't know.
I agree 100%. Beautiful. Was it right that the FBI raided a next president?
I didn't know why, you know, but now Brian has told me why. It's one thing after another.
Why would you want? Exactly. Aren't you tired of this yet, Stanley? I mean, it's when he's starting
of course I'm tired
now.
Of this shit. Brian, you think I'm not tired of this shit? I didn't even know that it was happening. It was friends that called me, and then I called you. I didn't know that shit was happening. I was sleeping at home, relaxing. Then I hear the phone ringing. Getting arrested. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're trying to bring FBI person in. Matt. I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, let me get the phone. Let me call Brian because Brian is a great show. Let me make sure that Brian knows more shit than I do. Call Brian. Brian's like making love to his beautiful woman, Cindy. And he's like, hello?
Oh, God.
What happened? I don't know what happened. No,
yeah.
Really?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
yay! They're arresting Trump! Yay! Good for him! And I'm like, they were making love. I'm telling you, I was calling them at night. They were making love. So, anyways, he was very like, I don't know what's happening. Okay, let me find out the news. Cindy's all happy, almost partying because she's like, Trump is getting his FBI! Yay!
Well,
wow. Stanley, I'll do a show tomorrow just because of that. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I knew. I had a feeling he'd come on today.
Yeah,
well,
but I didn't
because
know
I call him because
on. You know, there's so much going on.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
why
oh
we don't have
God,
the show.
No.
Yeah, we don't have the show
no,
to
no.
tell us the news,
I
Brian. I'm missing that. I'm like, what happened, Brian? No news, nothing.
Well,
so I'm calling Brian saying, man, did there really the FBI happen? Brian's all like, well, you know, I've been making love to Cindy, so let me find out. Let me open the TV.
Oh, my
let
God.
Me look. Cindy's all happy in the back. He deserves it, Stanley. He deserves it. No matter what, he deserves it.
Stop it. Oh, stop it. Behave yourself.
And then Brian's like, let me look at all the news and I'll come back to you with the stuff. Tomorrow, let me look at this. Let me stop making love to Cindy and install myself in the TV and look at it. And Cindy, you deserve it. Just go. Get him. Get Trump.
scene. All the kids are played by my friend Stanley. That's good. No, Melissa's right. Stanley, there's just so much. I don't even know how I could handle all this news. I had to take a break from the news channel. It's just too much. The abortion, the sixth committee, and we're going back to Donald Trump again, it's like, oh my God, it's just too damn much.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I even felt bad for him last night myself.
Uh huh. Come for you.
I'm like, oh my God, you know. I mean, Olivia Newton-John died. Oh, my God. Come on.
I know.
Jesus
how about
Christ.
That, right? I mean,
I know,
she was bad.
What did she die of?
Know.
What, beautiful? What did she die of? Cancer or something?
She died of cancer. She was survived it for 25 years. See, here's the amazing point.
Long-term.
This is long-term. Here's the amazing point of this. She was discovered as having cancer in the 90s. She was fighting it for 25 years. It kind of was dormant. But then it came back, and it just was too aggressive, and took her. She was at 73 or whatever.
Is
but
that
you know,
the reason that we
didn't
see
that you never beat
that's
cancer.
The reason we didn't
you
see
never,
her in any movies, right?
Right. I mean, can you imagine battling for 25 years, and then it was breast cancer, by the way. See, that's the thing. After you remove the breast, right, what are you going to do? Okay, and I mean, it's so Neanderthal. It's like, okay, the cancer is in the breast, so let's just remove the breast. Therefore, we remove the cancer, right? So that's what you should be afraid of. So we remove the breast. You have nothing to remove anymore. So when it came back 25 years, there's no more breasts. What are you gonna do? You know, that's the last.
I'm like, you know, we know how the news cycle is. It's just one thing after another.
Yeah.
And
just
I saw that, and I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Here we go.
Well, she had a long life. She was like 72.
73.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now that we're living longer, it's like, it's such a shame. But 10 years ago, 73, they would have said natural causes. Did you ever notice that nowadays when a star dies that they don't put in the reason why they die? Ever since that, what's his name, that bonehead with Fuller House, what's his name, who died
Saget,
in a hotel room?
Bob Saget.
Yeah, ever since Bob Saget died.
I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you. You know me so well, kitten.
I knew you were going to say that.
He died and they tried to hide it, his family goes, we're going to hide this shit because it's too painful to the family. Shut up, bitch. You're covering something up. Because that man was in a hotel room and all of a sudden you're claiming he fell down and he hit his head on the table and he died? There was some shit going on. Why would that be?
How you can die when you fell on your head? I've fell many times. I never died from falling on my head. Stanley, watch out. You're going to die if you fall from your head.
Well, Stanley, that can look at, and then Ivana Trump. She fell down stairs and
I'm thinking Donald Trump threw her down the stairs.
Yeah.
You know he did it. You know Trump did it.
No, he did not throw it out of the tree. But I know something happened with the stairs.
Heard that bitch down the stairs. That's his first wife. She's probably writing another book about him.
No.
Didn't she claim that Donald Trump raped her? Wasn't she the one who claimed Donald Trump raped her in their marriage?
Did. Yeah. Yeah,
all right, Donald Trump
she
went
claimed
in
that
house
that
and threw her old bag of bones down the stairs. That's who did it.
No.
After Donald Trump killed her, he went to Mar-a-Lago and he got raided.
Oh, my God. No, I don't buy it. No.
Really?
No. That one
you have no faith. You have no faith on the ex-president, Brian. You have no faith on
like
our ex-president.
But I'm so over this crap about him. I'm so over it. Ugh.
Yeah, but beautiful. It's like we don't have much leader in the Republican. We have just Ron DeSantis, and you Democrat, you have the old Joe Biden who doesn't remember 2 + 2 = 4. We don't even know what he's doing. So.
Did you see him trying to get his coat on? That poor bastard. and his wife.
No, but I did see him fall off the bicycle. I did see him fall off the bike. I go, my God, man, my God.
It's really a train wreck, and oh my God.
Did you see Joe Biden? He had COVID one time, and he's okay. Then 48 hours later, he gets COVID again. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but then they said no. Yeah. And they said he's clear.
Isn't that unusual because of the drug they take, Sammy? Because that happened with Stephen Colbert. That even happened with Fauci. They took this drug. I forgot the name of the drug. That it temporarily makes you well, and then 3 days later it hits you back with COVID again. I forgot what they took, but it's not uncommon for that to do that. Come back, he took the same kind of drug.
Yeah. Didn't he use the same combination that Trump had when he was sick?
So.
Oh my God! Go there. Whatever that thing was.
Yeah, the combination, the cocktail.
Whatever,
oh, I'm feeling good. They did this. What did he do, Mr. Trump? They did this. They did
high.
That.
I know.
They did this.
Trump, you're high. Whoa, I feel real good.
I agree with you, bro. What combination? Oh, they did this. They took this. They put this and did this. And
yeah,
they mixed it and they gave it to me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
like,
feel
okay.
Good.
Do you recommend it to the people? Oh, yes, I do recommend it. You just have to do this and that, put this product and this.
Free medical, free everywhere. It's got to be free. Take drugs, everybody.
At least Trump was laughable where you could laugh a little bit. Biden, you feel pity for him. You can't even laugh.
It's sad. I feel bad for him. When I saw
I don't feel bad
jacket,
for him. I feel bad. If he was my brother, I would take the side. Like, what the hell are we doing? I don't understand the family. He's not there. He doesn't have the speed of. This is the president of the United States.
Trump
this is the hardest
there.
Job.
But Trump is not there either, and he's going to get worse. Yeah. Trump is not there. Some of the stupid stuff Trump is saying?
I'll give it to you. Trump is at least... Okay, I'll give it to you. Trump is a lot
Sammy,
more there than Biden. He's a lot more there than Biden.
Me,
Biden keeps completely lost.
Okay. Sammy, you tell me... I'm going to say this little line, and you tell me how you can keep from laughing. You got people storming the Capitol, killing each other. You got a woman who stuck her head in the window and got herself blown away. You got people stabbing each other with a flagpole. Then Trump comes on and says, okay, time to go home, and we love you. We love you. Come on. Yes, let's do it peacefully. You are patriots, and we love you. Come on.
He didn't say he loved you. He said go there peacefully and everything, and it ain't go peacefully. He said that.
Yeah,
he said to go peacefully.
We love you.
Yeah.
I can't believe he said that.
I know.
Beautiful. It is in his speech. You can't say nothing. If I'm in defense of Donald Trump, I say, hey, he said peacefully and whatever, go peacefully there. So you can't say, well, he wanted the riot. It's not on his speech. His speech, he said peacefully.
No. Well, Stanley, here's the way to know. When we lose our way, we have to go back in our footsteps to find out how did we lose our way. And what I'm trying to say to you, you know what's right and wrong. You knew it was wrong for the Capitol to be the people did with the Capitol. Mm. Right or wrong, you know that was wrong.
No, that was wrong. But I don't believe that those people should have 10 years in prison. Come on, man. 7 years in prison?
Well...
Do you believe Beautiful and Brian? Let me ask you the question. Yeah, one person got 7 years. Do you think somebody deserves 7 years for storming the Capitol?
Well, I do believe that when you got a group of people saying, let's hang Mike Pence,
no,
and they're threatening him
let's
and
say
his
the
family, you're damn right. To me, it's the same thing as pulling a gun and trying to assassinate your president. When you got people storming the Capitol and you have people saying, let's hang Mike Pence, you're damn right those guys should be killed. I think they should be in front of a firing squad, because to me it's the same thing as trying to assassinate him with a gun and you missed. You got to be honest with yourself to go on this.
You think that this deserves, beautiful, do you think that the people who stormed the Capitol deserve 7 years of prison?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Law and order, man.
Jeez.
Yep.
There are certain things you could. They could have marched like black people peacefully. And
why do you think that? Why do you think, beautiful, that those person deserve 7 years in prison?
Because they broke the law.
You trespass. Oh, go. I'm sorry. You go ahead, Melissa. I'm sorry.
They broke the law.
Yeah, but you broke the law. A lot of people break the law. That doesn't mean you got to get 7 years.
Oh,
you break the law, you can get 3 years. You can get 4 years, 5 years, 7 years.
Why 7 years? That's great for them. 7 years
beautiful. We all are saying they broke the law. I agree with you. They broke the law. But 7 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
You know what they did? They
Absolutely.
Went inside the Capitol, Stanley, and they defecated on the walls, and they smeared it all over the walls.
That's disgusting.
And beautiful.
This is your
anybody that walks in and everything, even when the policemen were opening the door, they should deserve 7 years?
Yeah.
Or is it just people who were violent?
People who were – anybody that stormed the Capitol that got in there, absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
If somebody normal like me is watching it and say, yeah, and somebody opens the door and I just walk in, I didn't touch anything, I'm looking at it, walking around, say, oh, it's cool, and then
Stanley,
going out.
I don't think you ever, Stanley, I don't think you would ever do anything like that.
Yeah, well, no. Okay.
I don't think you would either. I don't think. It's not like Stanley said, you would have to go through all the carnage and the screaming and the killing to get through the hallway. So.
Oh.
A nice place. None of that shit bothered
no.
you before. You finally got to the door. Oh, this is nice.
No.
Come on.
You you wouldn't do anything like that.
No.
I wouldn't do anything like that. Brian wouldn't do anything like that. I think.
Oh, well, I
might.
No, I might. You gotta put the bar a little lower for me, because am I like, I would be there documenting. I'll be honest with you, Melissa. If I have my documentary crew there, I would document the whole damn thing. If I could get in there, I would.
You might. So let's give him a
would.
Pass.
Yeah. You gotta give me a pass.
So beautiful. Let me ask you two. You two are Obama. If Obama was in a close election with Romney, and Romney won, but you truly saw the same thing that happened with Trump, and you truly believe that Romney should have lost and everything. You have basically the numbers are not right. It can't be that Obama lost, whatever, and everything. And you were in that situation. You wouldn't be tempted to go to the Capitol and say, what the fuck is happening?
No, absolutely not. No. No.
Okay.
No.
I wouldn't go to the Capitol. I would be mad, but I wouldn't go to the point of going to the Capitol.
Exactly.
I would be fucking mad.
It's not what you would do.
But not go to the point of Capitol.
Nope. You may not have liked it, but my God, what a way to, I don't know, it's just stupid. Absolutely. You know, people were killed, right?
Yeah, one person was killed.
It was no joke.
No, actually.
I don't know.
I think 4 people died. One guy died of one of the security guards died of a heart attack later on.
The girl who got shot. Did they have the right to shoot her to shoot people just like that?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, well,
breaking in your house and they're coming in your house and they're breaking it down and they're saying, kill Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, and then break it down, where's Pelosi, hang Pelosi, and you got an angry mob breaking into your house, what are you going to do, invite them in for tea and crumpets?
Isn't it supposed to be a secured building? It's a government building.
It's a government building.
Exactly.
They
should never have done that, Stanley, because it was a government building. You face more legal issues.
But I agree, they should have never done that. But where was the security, beautiful? Where was the security? I'm sorry, if it's a secure building, I expect security. If it's a secure building, there's some building you can't even walk in.
People are looking at this. What are you doing, sir?
But Stanley, 1,400 Capitol Police against 5,000 people that Trump put on Facebook and said, it's got to be wild, and let's party, let's walk down there. They were overwhelmed. They couldn't.
Well, where was the National Guard? Where was the National Guard?
If you're listening to the committee, Trump has
the problem is they're saying that Trump did ask Nancy Pelosi to bring the National Guard before, and she didn't want to.
That's not true because
Trump said, Trump talked about it before and everything, said what we're going to do about the thing. He knew there was something and everything. He wanted to bring the National Guard, but to bring the National Guard even to the President of the United States, you've got to basically have the permission of the people. And the only person who has the right to do that is Nancy Pelosi, because she is responsible for this. She's the lead. She's the person who takes that decision. You can't be the president and say, I'm going to send the National Guard. You got to get the permission of Nancy Pelosi, chief of whatever.
Where all that shit was going out, and he did a video that stopped everybody because he said, I love you. Go home. Sleep good. Here's a big kiss. President Donald Trump loves you. You know, and then people go home. That was the thing. They're telling him, you got to stop this thing. They're doing this for you. You're telling these people that it was taken away from you, and that we got to get this, and we're not weak. Only you could make a video, tell people to go home. You don't need no National Guard. He wouldn't do it. In fact, there were some people
Brian,
who saw him in the other room kind
of
jacking off.
There's a lot of people that are saying, but, Brian, they're saying that before that, he asked Nancy Pelosi, before the whole thing that happened, he was trying to get the National Guard there, and Nancy Pelosi didn't want to. That's what's happening.
If it is proven
that basically that President Trump did ask Nancy Pelosi before the whole shit, that I asked you to send the National Guard, and you didn't approve it, then it's all on Nancy Pelosi. Then it's not on Trump. They would be asking Nancy Pelosi, why didn't you approve having the National Guard in front of the Capitol?
Well, here's breaking. Well, you're right, but here's breaking news. This came in an hour ago. It's already beginning. Headline, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago search could be perfect for the 2024 run. And this is what they're saying. They say reports of potential 2024 White House bid by former President Donald Trump have ramped up in recent months, and Monday's FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago could be what sets up Trump for an announcement, meaning that he may announce that he's running for president today.
Oh, my God, no.
He's going to use it. Trump's base is loyal and grievance-filled, making the FBI raid perfect event to whip them up into a political frenzy.
Yeah,
I guarantee you,
here's what's going to
happen.
And that's what exactly happened last night, Brian. Yeah, and that's exactly what happened last night. I was sleeping, relaxing at home, and my friend called me with frenzy, and he's like this, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Imagine Republican beautiful. Well, you think 2022? I wouldn't be surprised that there's going to be even more Republican coming out.
I hope he does run.
Kick out the midterm.
I think
kick his ass for the third time. Bring your loser. We'd kick his ass again. Normally, people bring winners
not
to
bring
a dinner
Joe
table.
Biden,
you guys are recycling a loser
it
to run
not
against
be Joe Biden. It can't be Joe Biden, Brian. It can't be Joe Biden.
No, yeah,
and
he
it can't be
Kamala. Joe Biden. He cannot.
Please.
Kamala.
No, please.
Kamala.
Please. The chosen one.
Kamala.
Please.
Kamala. Okay.
She has even a worse rate than Biden. Biden's 30, she's 25.
You know what Biden passed, that the Democrat thing passed today, was unbelievable. That he put, all the beautiful things that I don't have it up, so I'm not going to mention it. It was a great victory for the Democrats.
Inflation too? The bill, the
inflation
too, Bill? Oh, my God.
It was a great victory for the Democrats, and I don't know where it is.
Yeah, the inflation too, that doesn't even resolve the inflation problem. How can you put a bill? I'm gonna put the Brian Hammer bill of not sleeping in the bathroom, but it's not gonna fix the point that Brian Hammer could still sleep in the bathroom with women.
Hey, well, Biden just signed the NATO accession protocols for Sweden and Finland. They will now be part of the NATO of help me out.
The NATO group?
Oh, yeah, they'll be part
of
NATO.
God.
They better pay their bill. They better pay their bill. They better not expect us to pay all the bills.
They better pay their bill.
Are you gonna
that was
pay?
Trump.
Oh,
we're not going to protect you. Where's our money? Where's our money? You didn't.
Yeah. For you, you'll be the first one not asking that money. No, Stanley, we don't have to ask that money. We are generous. We're Americans. We are generous people. We don't ask money for people. They better build their bills. If you want to be part of NATO, you better pay a bill. You better pay 2% to the army.
Well, this is what I'm going to play last. Listen, I would like to have Melissa and you. Here we go. This is Sean Hannity yesterday. Here we go. Sean Hannity.
Then I'm gone after that.
Live. He's with his dad all day today. He'll give us an inside scoop. First, a dark day for our republic, the Department of Justice, the rule of law. What looks to be potentially a shocking overreach, we'll find out in due time, that will have serious ramifications potentially for many, many years to come. Now, Biden's politically charged. We've already chronicled all this. DOJ is now being used as a weapon against...
Oh, really? That's news. The DOJ has been used as a weapon. Wait a minute. Where did I hear that before? Oh, that's right. Trump did it with his own DOJ. Do you remember that, Melissa? That he used as a weapon. I forgot what his name was. Was it Barr? Didn't Trump use Barr as a weapon? I don't know. Trump did not use Barr as a weapon?
No, Brian, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I agree with you. But didn't Obama use Holder as a – wait. Didn't Obama use Holder as a weapon? Ooh, yes, he
could
did.
Be. No. Stanley, I may agree with you, but don't make it sound like, oh, my God, the Democrats did this. If it's true, of course, and he would have nerve to say Barr was not used as a weapon. That's ridiculous. You know that.
Of course.
Okay, just listen to one minute.
I told you, I agree with you.
Right, here we go. Listen to this. It's only a couple minutes.
Former President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Earlier today, the FBI raided the former president's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, while he was in New York. According to President Trump, the agents swarmed his residence unannounced, breaking into the home and even his personal safe. In a statement, the 45th president wrote, quote, "My beautiful home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents." He continued, quote, "Nothing like this has ever happened to the president of the United States."
Why would he have to say that in a text? Why would he have to alert people that his beautiful home is being invaded when, first of all, the Secret Service knew what was going on because when they had the warrant, the FBI warned the Secret Service they were coming down with plenty of time. Trump wanted to get people stirred up again, just like the Capitol. No, come on, this is nothing short but just the Capitol. Hey, you guys are raiding my house. My beautiful home. And now they're in my safe. Now they're taking the stolen documents that I took away, and they're taking that away too. The bastards, give me back my stolen documents, you bastards.
You're right, the Secret Service had to have known.
Of course. They were ordered to stand down because of why they do it. They got a federal warrant. Nobody was raided. They signed a warrant because, hey, somebody stole They stole some documents from the White House. And if he didn't, there would be no documents found. They removed 15 boxes of stolen stuff.
Why would you take documents from the White House? That's the question. Why would you take, honey, would you mind taking those 15 boxes of documents that are official, White House official? Some are classified, some are not. We'll sort it out when we get to Mar-a-Lago. And don't forget to take the ashtray and the lamp. Thank you. Come on, man. Mm. Come on.
Yeah.
Why, you know, who would do such a thing? Who would rip up? I mean, it's like these are the worst people at your bed and bath. You know, I get in trouble. We go to a hotel, and Cindy has a heart attack when I say I want to steal a towel, let alone some documents. You can't even steal a towel from a hotel room anymore. They sign it to your credit card. Come on, Stanley.
Well, I told you Hillary did it. I can do it. That's it.
Oh, my God. Stanley.
I agree 100% what you're saying, Brian, but the problem is I just have to bring the Hillary card and you're done. There's nothing you could say.
What kind of mind, Stanley? We have to look at the criminal mind, the element that we're dealing with. You said you would not hang with me. You'd still be my friend. If I was still the womanizer that I was, you would not agree, but you'd still be my friend. And you know what? Chances are the kind of person you are,
you would talk me out of it.
Stanley, yes or no, I'm going to put you in a scenario. Let's say you're with me at a club, okay? This girl is kind of drunk. Man, you know, Brian, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to go over here. Okay, I'll go with you. And you know she's kind of drunk, and then you're with me. And then she goes, Brian, let's go into the bathroom and make out. I go, I don't know, but okay. And then you're going, she's kind of drunk. We better not do it because you're taking advantage of her. Yes or no, Stanley, you would talk me out of it. You would talk me out of
it.
Exactly.
You out of it, of course.
Why would you talk me out of it? I got a drunken piece of ass.
Because I want the better of you because I'm your friend.
There you go. Why can't you do the same thing with Trump and want better of him and want better of our nation
and want better of people? When it comes to that, I don't believe in this. I don't believe it. Fair is fair. If Hillary did some stupid shit and we didn't do anything, sorry. I got to give a pass to Trump. Period.
So you mean to tell me you would deny me of a drunken piece of ass because you want better for me,
but
Trump can steal documents from the White House and you're no good for him?
There's a difference.
Come on.
Yeah, but there's a difference between you and Trump and Hillary. You have more integrity than Trump and Hillary combined.
Thank you. I like to think so, but I really don't.
So Hillary and Trump? Nope. Sorry. I would look at Beautiful and say, did Hillary something happen to Hillary Beautiful? Nope. Trump has the right to do whatever shit he wants.
Okay, Stanley, one more scenario. Honest to God, let's see the kind of person you are. You and Beautiful meet up. You know, Beautiful's there going, oh, Stanley lives here, you know? And you invite her over for tea.
Mm.
And then Beautiful says, oh, Stanley, this looks so nice. And you're on a pier. And she's looking at the beautiful ocean. And her top falls off. And there she is, exposed, topless. What do you do, Stanley?
I would try to cover her up. That's it. I'm not going
to. See, why would you do that?
Maybe she was the one
who unbuckled her top.
I would not do it.
Oops. Why would my top fall off when I'm looking in the lake unless somebody unbuckled my top? It's like, look, Stanley.
If we're in private in the bed, yes. But if we're not in private, I'm not going to expose it like that. That's not a gentleman way. I would cover her up.
What happens if it's you in a car with her? Just you in a car.
That's different. I'm talking in public in front of everybody. That's a different thing.
Stanley.
There is a line that we draw.
Brian, you better do another show like this tomorrow. I hope so. I got to go. But Beautiful, it was good.
I know, my friend. Thank you for coming in, Stanley. And I want to thank the lovely Melissa for coming in, too. This is Brian Hammer Jackson.
See you tomorrow. I hope
thank you.
Brian, please come tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Please come tomorrow, Brian.
I will. Thank you, everybody. And Melissa, the beautiful Melissa, was here today, and she's here. Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. Thank you, Stanley, and thank you, Laverne. I know you're listening somewhere out there, Laverne. Thank
Bye,
you. I sound like Jimmy Kimmel when I'm saying, you know, Matt Damien. Laverne is my Matt Damien.
Oh, yeah.
I know yeah. You're out there. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.